But first, as they do on most Fridays, with us now are Susan Demas, the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican legislative leader. The Michigan Information and Research Service, known as MIRS, reported this week that Flint residents contacted Attorney General Bill Schuette's office long before he launched an investigation. Democrats have accused the Republican of ignoring those complaints and only began investigating after news media coverage became so prominent. Susan, is this just politics by the Democrats, or does this delay in investigating the Flint water crisis point to something else?
We're heading into the 2018 election, so there's always going to be politics. And I say that knowing that voting has not started for 2016, but that's the modern era that we live in. And Bill Schuette is obviously looking at a run for governor, and Democrats are conscious of that and will be criticizing anything he does. That said, it is a serious matter that there were complaints before the AG's office that seemed to go unheard. That follows a pattern of people in Flint trying to get a hold of officials at the state in other departments and also the federal government, and not getting a response for a very long time.
Ken, Schuette's office says those complaints were just a handful of emails among the tens of thousands sent to the Attorney General's office and never made it to his attention. What's that say about the importance of citizen complaints sent to the Attorney General's office?
Well, he's going to get a lot of citizen complaints on lots of issues. I think in this case, the fact that they came so many months before he launched his investigation does provide some what I would call minor ammunition that his newfound aggressiveness has some political motives. But as Susan pointed out, I think the reality is that anything he does or doesn't do right now is going to be examined through that lens of his desire to run for governor, and this is just one of those situations.
Was this one-year delay, I'm going to ask you both to speculate a little bit, but was this a one-year delay because Schuette was reluctant to investigate when it might reflect poorly on a fellow Republican, Governor Rick Snyder?
I don't think we have any way of knowing that. I mean, the Attorney General has said that those complaints didn't actually make it up to him. You know, I tend to think that this follows the unfortunate pattern of the Flint water crisis, where people in various government agencies and in the governor's office as well seem to be very ready to dismiss complaints from people in Flint as it's the same old people who complain about everything and not taking the health crisis seriously until, frankly, it was too late.
Ken, your thoughts?
Well, nobody in government responded properly to the complaints from citizens of Flint. And, you know, like the emergency manager, like the governor's office, I wouldn't be surprised if the attorney general's office, once they got complaints, made some inquiries over the DEQ, and DEQ responded that everything's copacetic in Flint and the water's safe. So, you know, the attorney general's office isn't alone here in not responding to these complaints until so many months later.
Speaking of the Flint water crisis, the Departments of Environmental Quality and Health and Human Services have restored pay to the six employees who were suspended and charged with crimes related to the Flint water crisis. What do you make of that decision, Susan?
Well, that's the kind of decision that really sticks in the craw of voters, of citizens, I think of all political stripes. It just doesn't seem to make sense. It doesn't matter to them that you're following a certain procedure or protocol. You know, in general, people who are charged with crimes, you know, don't have the advantage of being paid throughout the trial and investigation. And it's just one of those things that, you know, is a pretty bad look. And I think keeps people's attention focused on what is still going on in Flint, which in my mind, you know, is something that certainly shouldn't be forgotten.
Ken, this wasn't required by the Civil Service Commission or anything else. Why do you think they restored the pay to these employees?
Well, let me just say, there seems to me we got a couple of contrary narratives here. One is we're questioning Bill Schuette's motives in charging these people. And then on the other hand, we're questioning whether they should get their pay while they've been charged. I'm frankly, personally uncomfortable with taking people's pay away just because they've been charged with something. I mean, they haven't been convicted, and I'm guessing that that's was part of the rationale here. We don't know yet whether they are sort of criminally negligent. There hasn't been a trial. As far as I know, they've all pled not guilty, and so frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable just taking people's pay away because they've been charged in this case.
And finally, the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson, plan to continue to fight to end straight ticket voting despite a 3-member panel U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling against the new law. This is causing significant disruptions for city and county clerks. They need to get ballots to overseas residents very soon, and they still don't know what's what. So, Susan, voters have twice turned down a ban on straight ticket voting. Why is Schuette pursuing this?
Well, this was a law passed by the legislature, signed by the governor. It's been a big Republican priority, and, you know, they feel like it's a matter of fairness. A lot of other states don't have it. But there is a logistical issue in that, you know, voting nowadays doesn't start on November 8th. It starts weeks and weeks in advance with advance voting, early voting for, you know, seniors, for people who are disabled, and especially for military personnel overseas. And so this is an issue that needs to be resolved very quickly. Otherwise, it's going to impact that.
Ken, why are Republicans insistent about ending straight ticket voting?
Well, their argument is that it's kind of a lazy person's way of voting, that you ought to be examining each individual office. But in this case, Bill Schuette's just doing his job. He's defending a law enacted by the legislature, signed by the governor. I do agree that it's got to get resolved very quickly so you can get ballots out there, and it's consistent from whenever that decision is through the election. But, you know, Bill Schuette's doing his job defending a law passed by the legislature.
That's Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.